Carney's commitment to budget smoothing is drawing praise from Republicans. State Senator Colin Panini calls a Democratic governor, suggesting spending growth be capped at 3.8% and another $45 million be put in a reserve fund. Great leadership.
And I think if the General Assembly is smart enough to stick with the governor on this, I think we are absolutely going to be putting our state in a much better financial situation in the future.
Carney's plan to restrain spending also found support from State Representative Ruth Briggs King, who sits on the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee.
It's hard to disagree. I think the disagreement will come in about how do we make it happen and make sure that things are fair and equitable throughout the state and so that the funds are evenly distributed based on needs. So those are the kind of things that will be debatable, but it's hard to really argue with much of what was said today. And I like the fiscal responsibility that we see built in.
Briggs King is also pleased Carney's plan to spend $60 million to assist disadvantaged students will send those funds throughout the state. Bonini supports $15 million in additional capital funding for the state's three colleges and universities, but suggests a better long-term process to consistently fund those needs is necessary. And both Briggs King and Bonini back Carney's call to give state workers a $1,000 pay raise and teachers a 2% salary bump. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.